Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. So when I sit there and look for the music or the stories that inspire me, I always go into this weird little rabbit hole of discovery. Discovery about myself and my own musical providence, and discovering of new music. And I like to pride myself on making sure that for the listeners anyway, that there's very little repetition. There's not repetition in artists, or there is some still, but not too much, and that there's always something new. And this something new, as I was looking online and thinking about what was going to inspire me for this week, it was One Hit Wonders. And what did that bring me into? It brought me into this weird spiral for this movie, finally getting to Gone with the Wild or Out with the Wild. It was a movie that was done in the, I think it was 2007 or 2009 or something like that. And it was about this kid from the United States. It's a book that he wrote. And he ended up passing away because he was living in this really wonderful situation, and after he finished his degree, he was like anti-establishment. He burnt his ID and he drove to Alaska and tried to live in the Arctic North for a season and perished doing so. And I saw this movie and I read this book, and I remember distinctly not liking it because I lived in the Arctic. And the generations of knowledge that's passed through from person to person to person in the Arctic communities is information that you should never, ever take lightly. Living in the Arctic takes actual skill. You can't just go into the forest and live with nature without having any previous knowledge or help or even weapons or anything. I know that a lot of people love the work of Jack London. They're lovely books, frankly. The Wolf? I forget the name of the novel right now. But fantastic, beautiful imagery, and it gives us this romantic view of what the forest and nature feels like. But it is seriously dangerous in the Arctic and in the North American context. So anyway, that said, so given this kind of like underlining background of how this is going to go, our first few songs have nothing to do with it except the fact that when you live in the Arctic, you need the sun, because the sun goes down very, very early, meaning it goes down in mid-November and it doesn't come back up until January, February, depending on how far north you are. And that's an experience to be had. I think personally, from my own experiences, it wasn't the fact that there was no light that bothered me. It was the fact that there was light all the time. It drove me bananas. And anyway, so it is Steal My Sunshine by Len, and this is the first artist today. And he is an alternative rock band. Len is an alternative rock group, and they originate from Ontario, and they started out in 1991. So this is Steal My Sunshine, and this is one of the things that I would consider as a one-hit wonder. They never really hit the charts after this particular song, but I thought it was one of the goodies and oldies. This is Len with the song Steal My Sunshine from their 1999 album.
Steal my
If you steal my sunshine. Now, the sunshine certainly isn't shining today. This morning, we had a beautiful sunrise. It was pink and there was clearish skies with a little bit of overcast. And that is not the reality right now. It is gray, gray, gray. And I appreciate tremendously that the universe provided us with a little bit of sun yesterday because I got to go on a bike and I got to enjoy a little bit of the sun as I was going grocery shopping because, you know, I don't do anything for pleasure. I only ever do things because it's work, except for this. That said, the next song on the list is kind of related to the idea of the Arctic and this particular story with that we're going to talk about a little bit later. And the artist's name is Snow. So this is his stage name. He's a Canadian singer who was born in 1969, and he is one of the originals mixing rap and reggae in his composition. And his pseudonym apparently was given to him from his black friends because he had such white skin. This song comes from his album Justus. It's Justus from 1997. And it is called Snow Boom Boogie. Boom Boom Boogie. It's fantastic.
Jam up from the boogie to the rhythm to the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm a try in the mood you feel. We got a posse on the east and a posse on the west, but you never did a rap like me. We got a posse on the north and a posse on the south, but you never did a sound like me. Flip flop, girls, I'm on my phone to ring. Love to hear when my DJ and sing. Hey, Miss Q, little sexy young thing. Take me down, dip and take me dancing. Can't believe she jump around the corner. Try your best to make me lick harder. With the badness, Lord, me no bother. Win the ball, on the win the bother. Boom, boom, boogie, jam up the boogie, to the rhythm, to the boogie, to be. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm a try in the mood you feel. We got a posse on the east and a posse on the west, but you never did a rap like me. We got a posse on the north and a posse on the south, but you never did a sound like me. To the dance floor, when do I see? Say, I'm a sexy girl out there, wanna dance with me? Is there a place we can go to be all alone? So you can get a lick of the snowman's ice cream cone. Tick tock, here she comes around the way. Bring your body over, make me dunk in your bay. I'm sure you never get another try. Take your love and want the love and make you satisfied. See you think we have you on my corner now. Under the Irish marching on me now, gal. As she stand up with the crowd and grabs a plastic smile. I'll boom, boom, boogie, jam up, but the boogie, do the rhythm, do the boogie, to be. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm a try in the mood to fade. We got a posse on our east and a posse on our west, but you never did a rap like me. You got a posse on our north and a posse on our south, but you never did a sound like me. Jam up from the boogie to the rhythm to the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm a try in the mood to fade. We got a posse on the east and a posse on the west, but you never did a rap like me. You got a posse on the north and a posse on the south, but you never did a sound like me. Flip flop, girls, I'm on my phone to ring. Love to hear me when my DJ and sing. Hey, Miss Cute, little sexy young thing. Take my dance. Take my dancing. Can't believe she dragged me around the corner. Trying to best to make me lift my heart off. With
boogie jam up, pop the boogie to the rhythm, to the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm a trying to move your feet. We got a posse on the east and a posse on the west, but you never did a rough like me. You got a posse on the north and a posse on the south, but you never could have sound like me. Boom, boom, boogie jam up, off the boogie to the rhythm, to the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm a trying to move your feet. We got a posse on the east and a posse on the west, but you never did a rough like me. You got a posse on the north and a posse on the south, but you never did a sound like me. Boom, boom, boogie jammer, up the boogie to the rhythm, to the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm a trying to move your feet. We got a posse on the east and a posse on the west, but you never did a rough like me. You got a posse on the north and a posse on the south, but you never did a sound like me.
That was Boom Boom Boogie by Snow, and if you're interested in more recent things that he's done, in 2019 he did a collaboration with Daddy Yankee and the amazing, beautiful, sexy Katy Perry called Con Calma Remix. That said, so here is the beginning of the story. I said at the beginning of the set on Graphic 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor that I went into this like spiral, this kind of rabbit hole of discovery, and I came to the movie Into the Wild. That's a film realized by Sean Penn and Emily Hirsch, with Emily Hirsch, Marcia Gray Harden, and so on. And it was a film from 2007. Now, I remember distinctly that I was living in the Middle East at the time, and it came out, and people that I hung out with, which were particularly mostly French people, they just loved this movie, and I, like I said, I didn't like it. One of the things that's really interesting about this movie is that in the soundtrack, there is a song called Hard Sung that was made famous in 2007. By Eddie Vedder, but it was originally written by a Canadian band called Indio in 1989, excuse me. Now, this particular band, the writer of this is Gordon Peterson, and this particular band had one album, and it was called Big Harvest from 1989, and apparently the band ended, and Gordon Peterson couldn't continue the pressures of being in a band. He just stopped. But in 2009, he sued Eddie Vedder because he said that he changed the lyrics of the song, he changed the essence of the song, and then something to do with copyright infringement. So eventually in 2011, this case was settled out of court, and there was a settlement, undisclosed settlement, that was agreed upon. So you probably have already heard this song before, but this is its original version by Gordon Peterson and the band Indio from their 1989 album Big Harvest.
Beside her, I am a better man. When I look to leave her, I always stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above. And when I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big heart, son. Beating on the big people in the big hard world. When she comes to greet me, she is mercy at my feet. When I stay to pillage her, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug an early grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back again. There's a big heart, son, beating on the big people in the big hard world. There's a big heart, son, beating on the big people in the big hard world.
stand. She just opens up her hands. To lose her when I saw what I had done, bound down and threw away the hours of her garden and her sun. So I tried to warn her and turned to see her weep. 40 days and 40 nights, and it's still coming down on me.
Now, like I said at the beginning of this set, I'm going to complain a little bit about this particular film. It was realized by Sean Penn, and it's called Into the Wild. It's a film from 2007, and it was, from a cinematography perspective, it was a beautiful, beautiful film, and it told the story in a very romantic way. And the story itself is by this, it was a book published that was the journal of this gentleman, this young gentleman who just recently had graduated from university. He wanted to do this gap year kind of experience in the North, in the Great North. And his name was Christopher McCandless. And he was 22 years old, and he was apparently very brilliant. He wrote this journal about his experiences, and he ended up passing away. I'm not going to give you many more information about it because it is quite a good film to watch, even though I did not like it. And the reason why I didn't like it, like I said before, is because from my personal experiences in the North, that's just something you would never do. That's not, never, ever, ever do. Going into North by yourself on a mission with a backpack on your back, with having zero skills, is a suicide mission. Which brings me to the name of the next song by Destroyer, an independent rock band from Canada, founded by Daniel Bejar, who was born in 1972. And this particular band, Destroyer, started they debuted their songs in Vancouver in 1995. This song itself is called Suicide Demo for Kara. Thank you. That was Suicide Demo for Carla Walker, and this was by Destroyer from their 2011 album Kaput. Did you know that the word kaput originates from the word kaput in French that ended up being a German word that meant destroy? So I think that's really interesting in terms of the etymology of a word. It completely changed meanings, as do many, but not all words when we go from one language to the next. Back to my little quirp for today and how I experienced the Arctic compared to what this young gentleman experienced the Arctic for. And I have to say that I have to credit my survival to the people in the community with whom I lived, because I remember distinctly when I was teaching a class, and I was teaching a class of elders, and I was talking about environmental issues, I think, at the point. I don't know what it was, but I know that it made the individual, one of the elders of the community, quite mad. And he stood up, red-faced, and he says, "Who the hell do you think you are bringing your granola-munching, tree-hugging attitude up to the Arctic?" I think we were talking about food sources and something like that, because I said I didn't think I'd feel comfortable eating a dolphin. I think that's, and I think that's all I said. And he was very, very adamant on how I needed to respect the traditions, and for a real righteous reason. He had every right in the world to be, not necessarily be offended by what I was saying, because I don't know if there was active listening going on, but I absolutely was, I'm steadfast in this idea that my role living up there was to make sure that their needs were met, not my southern granola munching needs. So back to this idea of into the wild, the same kind of thing kind of ricochets in my head, is that who in the heck did this kid think he was, trying to overcome nature when he lived a very, very un-nature life when he was living in the city? I thought that was just crazy because of all of the hurt that happened in the end, because he passed. And so his mother, his sister, his family, his friends all lost an amazing human being because of this whim, in my opinion, my whim. So this is that idea, who the hell do you think you are, is what inspires the next song, which is the name of the song from DOA. So DOA is a punk rock band. It's called Dead on Arrival. And this comes from their album, We Come in Peace, from 2012, We Come in Peace. This is Who the Hell Do You Think You Are on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. We'll be right back. What I really like about this particular, with bands that were before my time, is that they are still rocking hardcore today. This is an example of that with DOA. They started in Vancouver, Canada in 1978, and they are still rocking it hard today, and I think they're fantastic. On that note, back to the idea of being in the Arctic and how I was treated when I was experiencing my experiences and learning how to live in the dead of night at 24 hours a day for 2 months, and in the day of day, 24 hours a day for 2 months, I often felt that I was treated a little bit like a child because I really knew nothing. And as we teach our children how to grow, there are several ways to teach. You can helicopter parents, you can kind of let them live, and you can teach them with freedom or teach them with no restraints and so on, and hope and eventually they kind of figure themselves out. And that is the experience I experienced when I was living in the Arctic. I remember the first time I ever went out on the land in a skidoo or moto de neige. I don't know if you know what skidoos are. And I put all of my gear on, and it must have been minus 60 outside. And I thought I was well equipped. And the gentleman who came to bring me, we were going to go see some muskox in the about 15 kilometers outside of the hamlet that we were living in. And he looked at me up and down. And he said, is that what you're wearing? And I said, yeah. And I was very excited because I was really proud of myself for having chosen and researched these things that would go for, like, I was told they were, and it was not. I almost died of hypothermia that day. It was awful. I had to stick my hands and my feet in the parka against the skin of a perfect stranger that I met in a campsite 15 kilometers. It was an experience to never repeat, and never did I ever. Thank goodness I was taught like a child, comme un petit enfant, comme les enfants, like the next song on the list by Cœur de Pirate.
Tout se mêle, les deux cœurs à tes lèvres, je deviens un casse-tête. Ton rire me crie de te lâcher avant de perdre prise et d'abandonner. Car je ne t'en demanderai jamais autant. Déjà que tu me traites comme un grand enfant, et nous n'avons plus rien à risquer à part nos vies qu'on laisse de côté. Et il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort, mais il m'aime encore. Je t'aime un peu plus fort. C'en est assez de citer doublement, c'est plus dur à faire qu'autrement. Car sans rire, c'est plus facile de rêver à ce qu'on ne pourra jamais plus toucher. Et on se prend la main comme des enfants, le bonheur ou l'œuvre peu naïvement. Et on marche ensemble d'un pas décidé, alors que nos têtes nous crient de tout arrêter. Il m'aime encore, et toi tu m'aimes un peu plus fort, mais il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Et ma grise, il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort, mais il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Et malgré ça, il m'aime encore. Et moi, je t'aime un peu plus fort. Mais il m'aime encore. Et moi, je t'aime un peu plus fort. Et malgré ça, il m'aime encore. Et
Comme des enfants, that was by Cœur de Pirate, who from her 2008 album Cœur de Pirate. She is a French Canadian pop singer who was born in 1989, so she's still quite, well, not quite young, but I think she's got a lot of singing years in her future. I know recently she collaborated with Giorgio Feit, and if we have time, we're going to hear that song. That'll be the last song on the list today, and you'll hear her from a different perspective, and she's just really fantastic. I love her voice. I find her songs tell a wonderful story, and it's the harmonics of her voice just are mesmerizing to me. So one of the things that we've been talking about from the beginning of this hour session on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor is my experiences with living in the Arctic based on this inspiration I got from this movie as I was researching called In the Wild, a 2007 film done by Sean Penn. So one of the things that I remember when I was living in the Arctic is that it was really hard for me to move away from it. I fell in love with the Arctic so profoundly that even still today that I become very emotional talking about it. It was really hard to leave. I lived there for a little bit, close to a year, and it was just fantastic. I developed these really strong bonds that never flourished beyond my experience off the island. And it was just something that marked who I was as a human being. And moving on was very, very hard. So I love nature, and I love, I don't know how to describe it. I think the Arctic kind of imprinted itself on me. So when I left, I got very, very depressed. And I think that this song makes me think of this. This is a song by Hank Snow, oddly enough. His last name is Snow. And that's one of the things that I love the most about the Arctic was the taste of the snow. And this song is called I'm Moving On. Now, this song dates back to a very, very, very long time ago. I think it's 1978. No, it's even earlier than that, probably in the 60s. Here we go with I Am Moving On, a very country Canadian song.
Wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back. 'Cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free and I'm moving on. Won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattle's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. Baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, no pain and no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line. 'Cause I'm moving on, you done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. He's stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
I'm going to make a correction on that. That was not the Hank Snow song. That was the Johnny Cash song from their album Unearth. Excuse me. So sorry. Sometimes it happens when you make a mistake. And I am full of mistakes that make me learn and appreciate life. Begin to allow myself to appreciate that I'm actually living, because otherwise life would be just too easy. The next song on the list is also relating to The Beat Goes On. It is by The Kings. And The Kings is a group. They're a Canadian group from Oakville, Ontario, that date back to 1977. And this is This Beat Goes On.
Please greet The Kings.
I said to call you up and I was feeling moody. Hey little Donna, still wanna. I said to ring you up when I was in Toronto.
I have lots of friends that I can gig at any time. Could mobilize some laughs with just one call.
Like a bunch of lunatics, we'll act till way past dawn.
Sure, we'll be rocking till our strength is gone.
In the Mercedes, and then we'll ride.
That was Switching to Glide by The Kings. Oh, sorry, This Beat Goes On by The Kings. And I'm focusing on Switches to Glide because the next person on the list is Nick Glider. And it's a song from 1977 by, and it was, apparently it was shown in the film Les Runaways. So this is Roxy Roller. Now, when I remember this particular song in my youth anyway, I was rollerblading at the roller derby in St. Albert, Alberta. And what I thought it was really cool is that there was this like avant, like you laissez-faire attitude, and that you were kind of out of your space. And it was really cool. And when I was in the Arctic, I kind of felt out of my space and I had to be directed. I remember that I learned I developed an appreciation for following a path, of following someone else's path. I remember having been told that I was young, I was a person that always kind of walked by the beat of my own drum, and I prided myself in that. But in the Arctic, when you live in a community, or when you live and you are certainly you are dependent on your own personal resources, paving your own trail is not always the best way to do it. So this is Roxy Roller by Nick Glider. Oh, sorry, that's right. Yes, it is. Oh my goodness. That was Roxy Roller with the band Sweeney Todd, and the lead singer is Nikki Glide. That said, so all of this whole set has been revolved around this kind of like a spring way, this ressort way that I think, where everything is kind of interconnected and it's circular and da 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 da. And we started this set off with Len and the song Steal My Sunshine, and we ended up going into my obsessive compulsive dislike, I think, for the movie Into the Wild and my experiences in the Arctic. Now, I don't want to dissuade you from watching this movie Into the Wild. I think that it was a fantastic movie. I think people, though, however, in general, need to be very cautious in the choices they make when they wish to do their gap year for liberation. You don't need to take risks that are unnecessary, because there are sometimes situations where the risks far outweigh the benefits. And in the case of this young man who did this and lost his life, I fall on that side of the category. And I say this despite the fact that I've taken humongous risks. I've traveled all over the world as a woman on my own. And I have, so don't take what I say with a grain, but well, don't take it as an absolute. Take it as a vague experience of subjectivity. And on that note, the last singer on Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor is, as promised, again, Cœur de Pirate and her collaboration with Giorgio. This is the song Concept Flou from their 2021 collaboration album Sacré. Enjoy, love your life, find as much sun as you can, and love each other. This is The Doctor is Leaving the House and English Only with the Doctor. Thank you so much for enjoying.
Laisse-moi partir, devenir qu'un esprit. Est-ce qu'on s'est vu loin de nous, loin d'ici? On s'était dit tant de promesses au début, au plus profond de moi. Mais laisse-moi partir cette fois.
Parfois j'ai l'impression que le monde m'appartient, puis parfois j'ai l'impression que c'est bientôt la fin. J'attends plus rien d'elle, non, j'attends plus rien d'elle. J'ai pensé à une fille toute la semaine, pas un signe de vie sur mon tel. Mes gars m'ont dit n'attendent plus rien de l'amour, la plupart n'y croient plus. On est juste en fin de vingtaine et c'est que maintenant qu'on quitte la rue. J'ai du mal à croire qu'avec les femmes on a déjà tout vécu. Un drap blanc sur mon cœur noir, si je parle trop je me sens dévêtu. Tellement ambitieux que je préfère rester seul. On vit jamais trop haut, visualise l'avenir sans mauvais œil. Besoin de personne pour me distraire ou pour me forcer à mentir à moi-même. Je me sens entier dans la paix, pas besoin de problème. Ça fait longtemps que j'ai pas dit je t'aime, je sais même plus si j'en suis capable. J'attendais un signe du ciel, puis quand il est tombé, je crois que je suis tombé aussi. Et quitte à me faire un film, j'aurais dû choisir un bien meilleur synopsis. J'ai jamais trahi un ami, mais par contre j'ai trompé des femmes que j'aimais, pour qui j'aurais pu donner ma vie. Des regrets dans un taxi nuit, cherche encore l'alchimie. Et bien sûr que j'ai plus peur de l'avenir, je sais ce que c'est que tomber, je sais ce que c'est que se relever. Et bien sûr que j'ai plus peur de l'avenir, je sais ce que c'est que tomber, je sais ce que c'est que se relever. Et si tu m'as laissé partir, je vais pas faire demi-tour, j'ai déjà trop donné. C'est vrai que j'ai tendance à m'enfuir, que c'est un concept flou qui m'a trop fait saigner. On s'est toujours dit que c'était pas pour nous, qu'au final un des deux souffrait toujours. Mon espoir a un certain arrière-goût, pourtant j'ai jamais cru au hasard. Moi je crois que au rendez-vous, le contraire d'aimer c'est la peur. Et bien sûr qu'on a peur dans nos rapports, si Dieu n'y arrive pas, comment je pourrais mettre tout le monde d'accord? Pourquoi tu cherches à plaire? Pourquoi vouloir être aimé tous? Tu sais, pour faire vos soirées, j'ai trouvé plein d'excuses. J'irai rejoindre cette fille que je trouvais tellement douce, mais qu'une fois énervé, j'ai plus jamais reconnu. Un jour t'es tout et le lendemain t'es plus rien. Tu peux en vouloir à personne, non c'est juste humain.
On s'était dit tant de promesses au début, au plus profond de moi. Mais laisse-moi partir cette fois.
Et bien sûr que j'ai plus peur de l'avenir, je sais ce que c'est que tomber, je sais ce que c'est que se relever. Et bien sûr que j'ai plus peur de l'avenir, je sais ce que c'est que tomber.
riche, est-ce que c'est que se relever? Et si tu m'as laissé partir, je vais pas faire demi-tour, j'ai déjà trop donné. C'est vrai que j'ai tendance à m'enfuir, que c'est un concept flou qui m'a trop fait saigner.
Laisse-moi.